Well, that's his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's his opinion. Definitely not factual.
Yes, and that's why we had to let him go. Can't make assumptions.
Yeah. Well, getting to another message that has come through here via the WhatsApp line. Wiseman says, good morning to Mike and the Duchess. I think they have done fairly enough. I can give them a 7 out of 10 score. However, they can do better. China says, ever since the UPND took office, there's never been diesel electricity in Chingola. The president and his team have and are doing their best. That's according to Chanda, which was one of the comments that came through via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line. All right. TMZ says, just ask HH himself. If he was on the other end, how would he have rated the governance so far? Well, those from the UPND have been saying that the mark they've been giving is about 7 or 8. Highlighting that load shedding definitely is one of the key areas, cost of living. On Friday, Let the People Talk, we hosted the media director who also spoke into that as well, saying these are some of the issues that they themselves can admit they need to work on and have been quite a thorny issue. But at the same time, you can look at those who are in the opposition and generally other members of the public who have raised a number of concerns in as far as the governance of this country is concerned, even for the things that the current regime say are their scores,
mm-hmm.
they've been able to point out some of the challenges in that. For example, people talk about free education, which the government say is a score for them. A concern that comes through is the quality of education, looking at the number of teachers compared to the number of pupils in a classroom, for example. The impact this has on the quality of education. People would talk about issues around the rule of law, which those in the ruling party will say has progressively improved by far, but we still hear of concerns of issues of the selective application of the rule of law, and so on. So there's also a number of issues that are coming up from those who are saying that, well, there hasn't been much done by the current regime. But it's really up to you as a Zambian citizen, as the voter, your observation 4 years down the line, looking at 1 year to go, less than 1 year actually to go before Zambians get to vote again in the 2026 general election. And it's through all these considerations that people will make a decision next year. Well, that's been our breakfast plate conversation for today. We get into the main news, which is up next with Lusumilo Gondwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Social anthropologist warns of repercussions of an Israeli embassy opening in Lusaka amid Palestine conflict. CTPD concerned about prolonged debt restructuring process despite progress. In global news, France summons U.S. envoy over anti-Semitism claims. Present the news. I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has warned that Zambia risks compromising its international credibility and its standing on critical issues of human rights following the recent reopening of the Israeli embassy in Lusaka. Last week, Israel reopened its embassy in Zambia after more than 50 years since it closed, a move which has been celebrated by some stakeholders as a positive step in strengthening bilateral relations. But Dr. Musonda says the opening of the Israeli embassy could have far-reaching consequences for Zambia's relationships with its neighbors and the wider international community, especially given Israel's ongoing invasion of Palestine. He notes that by extending a diplomatic hand to Israel, Zambia risks aligning itself with a state whose actions have contributed to severe humanitarian crisis, including the reported denial of food access to women and children in Gaza. The renowned academic has further questioned the broader implications of this diplomatic shift for Zambia's foreign policy.
I would like to strongly condemn the sanctioning of the opening of the embassy by the Zambian government for the Israelis. South Africa here, our neighbor, has strained relations because South Africa could not tolerate the killing and took these people to the International Criminal Court. What kind of relations are we trying to build with our neighbors when we focus on creating friendships with their enemies? We need regional integration.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has raised concerns over the prolonged timeline on Zambia's debt restructuring process, despite government's ongoing efforts to address the nation's public debt crisis. The CTPD Executive Director, Isaac Maipopo, has acknowledged that the past 4 years have seen significant strides by government in tackling Zambia's unsustainable public debt, but notes that the pace of the restructuring has been slower than expected, undermining some of the economic gains that had been made in recent years. Mr. Maipopo has further stressed that government needs to intensify collaboration with international partners to expedite the restructuring process. Meanwhile, Mr. Maipopo has highlighted the growing threat of Zambia's energy deficit, which he described as a significant obstacle to future economic development. He says it is essential that government prioritizes a sustainable domestic mix of energy solutions to support the economy's broader needs.
Suffice to say that taking into consideration even some of the steps that have been taken, we have not yet fully resolved or closed up on the restructuring of our debt, and it remains of concern to us because it has taken too long, and in some of the years it has also contributed to eroding some of the economic gains we had started experiencing. It would be very important for the UPND administration to work around finding ways, working with some of their cooperating partners to ensure that we ultimately get to a point of closing in on the restructuring of our debt.
Health Minister Elijah Muchema has described the UPND administration's achievements in the health sector in the last 4 years as unprecedented. In an interview to mark the fourth anniversary of the New Dawn government, Dr. Muchema has cited key advancements, including a strengthened healthcare workforce, improved availability of medicines, and a rapidly expanding healthcare infrastructure. The minister has cited a major recruitment drive that resulted in the hiring of 21,000 healthcare professionals, including doctors and nurses, in response to the urgent need for more personnel to meet the demands of the population. Dr. Muchema has also noted an improvement in the availability of medicines, stating that the stock of essential drugs in hospitals has now surpassed 80% nationwide, ensuring better care for patients across the country. He has asserted that no previous administration has prioritized healthcare to the extent that the current government has, positioning it at the forefront of its agenda.
Even only this year alone, we are putting up 113 plus 5. Look at the decision to buy ambulances. You believe it through CDF. It is still a fiscal direction of the president. We have done extremely very well. The stench in the hospitals was the order of the day. Today, go in any hospital. Go to UTS, go to NOLA. Very nice, extremely beautiful. Go to Levy. We have done very well. But of course, there still be these other notorious traps. Those we are pursuing. We need to give the best to our people. We have done extremely well. I don't think there can be any other government that has topped the agenda of President Hakainde Hichilema.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has expressed concern over the involvement of public officials in sexual offences against children. Police in Eastern Province yesterday arrested Katete District Commissioner Raphael Piri for allegedly defiling his granddaughter. Commenting on this development, Mr. Mwanza is saddened that the country is witnessing an alarming rise in defilement, with cases increasingly involving prominent public figures. He has questioned how individuals in powerful and well-paying positions could engage